Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's examine another one of the prerequisites for promotion, humility. Set aside all selfish motives for advancement and see how God brings increase on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson is back with us, and he's loaded again. I'm telling you, he's loaded. He has got so many good scriptures for us to partake of, for us to take, put them in our head, get them in our spirit, do what they say.
That's right.
And
that's
we're all students, George, so
praise
here we
God.
Are.
Well, I'll tell you, my training has come from Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Gloria and Kenneth themselves. I'm so grateful to you. Really, I am.
You've been a blessing.
A vast wealth of revelation that you have brought to me, to the body of Christ. And congratulations on 50 years
Hallelujah.
Being in the ministry.
50 years.
Wow.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. There it is. Hallelujah.
You heard it first, ladies and gentlemen. Gloria is singing on TV.
Oh, dear, don't tell anybody. Isn't that something, though, really?
It is.
You know, it goes by pretty fast, especially maybe in times of stress. And, you know, there's times when you have to overcome things.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
doesn't seem fast. But when you get to the end of it, it seems like it went by really fast.
It really does, doesn't it? And we are moving on to the next 50 years of ministry.
50 years. That ought to be really something.
It really should be. Well, I have just seen such an excitement in Brother Copeland about what these next years hold for us.
I think he's stirred up.
He is stirred up, and I've never seen him preach like he preaches. There's a fire on the inside of him. And of course, last year he made it to his 80th birthday and is an example to all of us. We have no excuse whatsoever that we are pressing on into that long life. That Psalm 91 talks about. With long life does he satisfy us and show us his salvation.
I take that to mean that you can live as long as it takes to be satisfied. But to do that, you got to do it God's way.
You have to.
You know, you can't live like the devil. You'll never be satisfied.
That's right.
So when we put the Word in our eyes, in our ears, in our heart, in our mouth, and we endeavor to do what it says, we come to a satisfaction, and we live long and strong. Hallelujah.
You don't have to die. You don't have to go to heaven because of sickness.
No.
You go to heaven because of satisfaction.
That's right.
With long life.
When you're through.
When you're through. When you're done.
After all, it is a step up.
That's right.
Oh.
And yes, it is. It's the great promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all have been teaching us and the body of Christ, 120 years is what belongs to us.
That's right.
120 good, strong,
productive.
Vibrant, productive years. I believe that we are setting some new standards on long life.
I agree with that.
And that when you can celebrate my 80th birthday here on the broadcast, we can celebrate together.
How long would that be away?
Well, that's I'm
six. A day or two.
I'll be 64 this year.
Oh, I'll beat you by a long shot.
Yeah, you will. Well, Gloria, this has been so good to be with you, and I'm so thankful
that you've
invited me back once again. And we're talking about, again, on prosperity, we're talking about promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been praying for you. We've been praying for all of you that you are going to experience God's promotion in your life. You're getting the best jobs, the best paying jobs, the best assignments the Lord is giving to you. He's opening magnificent doors for you that you have opportunities that are supernatural opportunities that are coming to you that you never thought you would have.
Now, somebody might say, well, you know, I don't know how to do what I'm supposed to do. Well, you do what the Word says, and that promotes you.
That'll
promote
you.
We have a book, a whole book.
That's right.
New Testament.
That's right.
Old Testament about what to do.
Yes.
To make things work for you.
Yep.
And when you read it, put it in your eyes and your ears, faith gets down in your heart, and it enables you to do what it says.
That's right.
And the blessing's automatic.
It's automatic.
All we have
to do
is just do what God tells us to do.
Absolutely.
And that is the way the blessing comes.
That's right. Well, you know, we've learned.
It's not a head thing. It's a heart thing.
It's a heart thing. That's so true.
But it's a heart thing.
We cooperate with the Lord, and as long as we cooperate with Him, mm-hmm. He will continue to lift us up.
That's right.
He will continue to exalt us. You know, Gloria, I think back on my life, and I think back on where I grew up and where I came from, and coming to this ministry, going to Oral Roberts University first and meeting Terry there, and then coming here and working for the ministry since 1976. And I have reflected on all of these years and all of the experiences and the people that I've been able to meet.
Awesome.
Gloria, I must say, I've gone far beyond what I ever expected I would ever do. Far beyond those things. And I think that's an example of Ephesians 3, where it talks about He will do for us exceeding abundantly, far above and beyond all that we dare ask or think.
Now, how do we let that in?
That comes through the Word. It comes through obedience
in the Word.
We believe
what the Word says about us.
Yeah.
We believe to get born again. We believe to walk in the Spirit. We believe to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We believe to say. We believe what the Word says about
us. That's right.
And what's the result?
The result is the blessing
prosperity.
And promotion, prosperity, all of those things
health,
coming to
us. Good health.
He wants to overwhelm us with His goodness. That's what He wants to do.
I'm going to let Him do it.
That's what the Lord wants to do, is absolutely overwhelm you with His goodness and His surprises and bringing you into places and things like you've never experienced before. I had to laugh this morning. Of course, we've had our kids, Jeremy and Sarah, been living with us kind of in between houses right now. And so we get to see each other a lot. And the grandkids, and it's a lot of fun.
I know, you've enjoyed that, Grandpa.
Every minute of it, I've enjoyed it. But Jeremy came downstairs today, and he was going out to his ministry, and he's doing television. I was coming out here today doing television.
It's a family thing.
It's a family thing. And it's so far beyond whatever I imagined. And you know, what the Lord does for us is He allows us to be placed in position for promotion. And we started talking yesterday, and we're talking all this week about the prerequisites for promotion. And the prerequisites for promotion that I've discovered all of these years serving them is that we must have a servant's heart, we must walk in humility, we must walk in diligence,
love,
faithfulness, and integrity. So today, Gloria, I just want to focus on one of those, and that's humility.
Okay.
Let's talk about humility. And before we actually get to our notes that you have before you, I want to say something that you brought up yesterday after we finished taping our broadcast, and it was from a scripture that we were reading. And let me re-quote what you said in Philippians 2:5, talking about Jesus. He said, who being in the form of God thought it not to be robbery, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself. We're talking about humility. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then God highly exalted him, gave him a name which is above every name.
Yes, he did.
That at that name every knee has to bow.
Christ.
But you brought this out yesterday after we were taping. She said, look at this, George. He made himself of no reputation. He didn't take any ads out.
No,
he didn't do any advertising.
That's right.
He didn't point the finger at himself. But he took upon himself the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and he humbled himself.
Yes, amen.
Gloria, as we humble ourselves before the Lord, and you've been around people through the years who were truly humble people, and you've been around people that have been truly...
Not weak. They were strong.
No, they were strong. Strong.
Yeah.
But you've also been around people who were not very humble. I guess you would describe them as being haughty. God uses humble people to promote.
That's right.
He's looking for humble people. And let's look at some of these scriptures in point A of your notes there. And all of our notes are available to you. Just go to kcm.org, click on the picture of Glory and Me, and it will take you to the notes that we're using here. And you can use them and distribute them, whatever you need to do with them. And so in Proverbs 18, verse 12, in the Amplified Classic or the original Amplified Bible, It says, haughtiness comes before disaster, but humility before honor.
Haughtiness would be pride.
That would be pride.
Prideful actions.
That would be someone who's always talking about themselves, always pointing the finger at themselves, self-promoting themselves. Humility, though, comes before honor. Honor is promotion.
What does it say? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that you may be
exalted in due time. That's right, Gloria.
So that's exactly right. If you do that, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you will be exalted in due time because that will cause you to be exalted.
That will cause you. That will
Doing
cause you to
God
be exalted.
Says will cause you to be exalted.
That was 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 that you were quoting. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may promote you in due time. Mm-hmm. We see how important humility is. It really is. And humility, I said this one time, I was teaching along this line, and I said that humility, someone who is humble does not put themselves down.
No.
They simply put themselves aside.
You don't beat yourself up.
No, that's not humility.
It's just that you obey what you're told
to
do.
Yeah, you obey, exactly. And it says it right here. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care on Him, for He cares for you.
Amen. Praise
God. So we see here haughtiness comes before disaster, but humility comes before honor, or it comes before promotion.
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs 29:23 in the Amplified, a man's pride will bring him low, but he who is of a humble spirit, that's number two on your point A, he who is of a humble spirit will obtain honor. Humility.
Amen.
Humility.
Isn't that good?
Walking in a place of humility.
What is that, the Amplified?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pride will bring you low. Pride comes before a fall. That's what the Word tells us.
Pride sets you up for a fall.
Pride, oh, that's a good way to put it, Gloria.
It does. Think about it.
It's a setup.
Yeah.
Pride will set you up for a fall. Humility will set you up for promotion.
Honor.
It'll set you up for honor. Yeah,
Amen.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And then I like this one in James 4:10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Look at that, Gloria. That's a key. A major key to the promotion in our lives mm-hmm. is walking in humility. And the New Living Translation there, it says, He will lift you up in honor.
I'll give you an example in our lives.
Okay. Okay.
Back in the early days when we were just beginning to follow God.
Yeah.
And you know, we didn't have money. We had an old car. We lived in a little project house. So mm-hmm. we didn't have anything much. Had a roof over our head though.
Yeah.
But humility, that being humble, is just doing what's at hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't think, well, we're being humble by doing this.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
This is what was laid out for us.
Yeah.
This is what we could do.
Yeah.
This is what we had, but we had a Bible. And
yep.
so we could do,
yep.
begin to do what it says
yes.
and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Well, we weren't even thinking about being exalted. We were just thinking about living from day to day.
Yeah.
But that's the way it works.
That's
what happens. You begin to do what God says, and the blessing comes.
You really did humble yourselves under the instruction of the Lord to do what He told you to do. Like when Brother Hagin said, whatever you find in the Word, adapt it to your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's humility.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
That's not trying to do it on your own. That's doing it God's way.
That's obeying God.
That's obeying God.
Yeah, that's
humility
obeying.
Really is obeying God, isn't it?
It is.
Doing what He chose you to do.
Because at the time, you know, when you start out with the Lord, you don't know all the things that you're setting, good things you're setting yourself up for. You don't know that when you obey, the blessing is going to be manifested. But you obey because that's what God said in His Word.
That's what He told you to do.
And so that's what
And
we
you've
do.
Been obedient
and
to that.
And that's what you do to grow.
Wow.
The more we do what God says in the Word, the more blessed we are, the more healed we are, the more peaceful we are.
That's right.
And
the more doors open up. I've watched you and Kenneth for all of these years, and you've been obedient to the Lord. And I'm thinking about right now an example of, you know, I picture you in Tulsa when you first started, even before that in Arkansas, Little Rock, when you began, and just the condition you were in, but then when you discovered the Word of God, when you made the decision to go to ORU, and then you started reading the Word, you humbled yourself to the Word, and it began to open doors for you. Well, even at ORU, a major door opened for Kenneth to fly Oral Roberts and to assist him in the invalid room during those crusades.
How many people ever got to do that?
Gloria, that's... You know something?
And I humbled myself under the mighty hand of God at home with the little kids.
And you did that. And you but you were reading the Word of God.
Yes,
you,
I was.
You humbled yourself when the Lord spoke to you through Oral Roberts to read the book of Acts three times in 30 days, I believe that was. The book of Acts.
Was it three or four? Yeah.
And you did that. You obeyed that.
It was a blessing, too.
And I think about what the Lord has done with you. Now, here's the example I was going to come up with for what God has done with you and Kenneth. You had the opportunity a few years ago to be invited to a private meeting with President Trump, and he asked at that time Kenneth to pray for him.
I'd forgotten that Kenneth prayed for him. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He laid hands on him and prayed for him. Gloria, you and Kenneth...
That's awesome. I'd forgotten about
you. You have been able to influence
presidents. Praise God. Praise God. That's... He was a very receptive person to prayer.
Was he? Mm-hmm. What, did he receive that? And...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
And think about it. In his administration...
What he did was he invited preachers to come visit with him.
Yeah.
Had him in his big boardroom. Had all of us in the big boardroom.
Yeah.
And he was hungry. He wanted to know what do I do here, you know?
And I just think about that and I think how you and Kenneth, when you first started, maybe praying over a president was the farthest thing from your mind.
Right.
Maybe just getting the bill paid on the rent was...
That was pretty big. All right.
That was huge. But the Lord, through their humility, and I'll tell you something, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are humble people. They are kind, generous, humble people. I've watched it. I have watched you and Kenneth just minister to people everywhere.
Thank you, George.
Not just from the platform, but ministering to people in stores, ministering to people in restaurants. I'm telling you, you have handled promotion well.
Thank you
are an example to us all.
We want to be right.
And this scripture in the Amplified, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. In the God's Word translation, it says, He'll give you a high position when you walk in humility.
Good one.
It says in the Amplified, He'll lift you up and make your lives significant. I want
Praise
to walk
God.
In humility
For
before the Lord.
Yes, amen.
In 1 Peter 5, 5-7, it says, Be clothed with humility. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon Him, for He cares for you.
Now, this could be translated this way. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
Mm-hmm.
Up here it says, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but He gives grace, or He gives favor.
Oh, that's good.
To those who humble themselves under His mighty hand.
So if you
want favor, you humble yourselves under what the Word says, and you do what God says, and you talk what God says.
Oh, glory, that's good.
And that's available to anybody.
God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, favor.
Mm-hmm.
The favor of the Lord goes before us.
Now, what does that say next? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
Right.
In other words, do what He says. That's how you humble yourself.
That's how you humble yourself. Yeah.
It's not that you fall down the floor and
exactly.
woe is me. You do what He says. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to do it. When we sought to stay out of debt, and to owe no man anything but to love him.
Yeah.
I was a little reluctant. How would I ever have a house? How would I have anything? You know, I wanted a house, Kenwood, and an airplane.
Yeah.
But it takes some faith to do that. So what was the result? Well, we've lacked for nothing.
You humbled yourself under the Word.
We did what it said.
And the Word promoted you.
We quit because we found not to borrow money, so we quit borrowing everything. I mean, I married Kenneth in his notes. He was a good borrower.
He was a good borrower.
His dad had influence at the bank, and he could just... But that wasn't a good thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we saw to stay out of debt. We were living in a little house, a little project house. Mm-hmm. You've heard me talk about it. Furnished in early Goodwill. I actually bought stuff at Goodwill at what little I had. And we had in one place, we had a rented rollaway bed. Now, I kind of get them all mixed up, but when you got to rent a rollaway bed, it's just not good.
That's not good. But you humbled yourself under the Word of Romans 13:8. Mm-hmm. Stay out of debt.
So we decided, we're not borrowing money.
Yeah.
And everything that's been done has been believing God, getting the money in, and then doing it.
Humble yourself.
Have you lacked, what did Jesus say to him? Have you lacked for anything?
We've lacked nothing. Humble yourself under the Word, and the Word will promote you.
That's right. It'll work.
So good, Gloria. I got it.
I had somebody figure up how much money we'd have paid in interest if we'd have borrowed money on the property. Was it you that figured it up?
No,
borrowed money on the property, on the trucks,
Over $75 million.
Mm-hmm. We'd have paid $75 million in interest.
Yes. Yes.
Now, is that a good deal?
That's not a good deal.
Does God know what He's doing? Yes, He does.
Yes, He does.
Glory to God.
So if we humble ourselves under the Word, under the hand of God, if we humble ourselves, then He will lift us up. Yeah. He will bring us to that place of promotion.
Amen. Praise God.
Wow.
You've preached me happy, George. 15 Praise seconds. God. What happened to the time?
I know. It went by pretty quick.
It did.
Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before you and we desire
love your word, Lord,
to walk in a greater degree of humility
before you,
before others. And Lord, we see in your word that as we walk in humility, it prepares us for the promotion that we have before us, and we receive it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Gloria.
Amen. Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you.
As long as we are alive here, there's going to be opportunity for promotion.
The only direction God has planned for you is up. However, when it comes to promotion, not all paths are created equal. The right path, God's path, can be learned through this promotion package. In it, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons teach you God's system for promotion. You can totally immerse yourself in these resources by watching, hearing, and reading the Word regarding promotion God's way. Study along using the Going Up broadcasts and corresponding study notes. Listen to the extra teaching messages by Pastor George and read Kenneth Copeland's book, Honor, Walking in Honesty, Truth, and Integrity, to equip yourself with proven tools that bring promotion. And now, all of these resources are also available as digital downloads. God has the plan for your promotion. Seek Him and learn promotion God's way.
Request the promotion package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons, available free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll free 800-600-7395. Get a good picture of how to position yourself to receive the steps of advancement God has planned for you. Order your free copy of the promotion package today. Offer good for 60 days.
I want to encourage you to get your free promotion package. You have no excuse. This is a free deal here. Pastor George, tell us about it.
Oh, this is an exciting offer, Gloria. I am really excited about it because it will be able to give you a perspective on promotion like you've never had before, from a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
God's way of, and that's what we've done.
Promotion comes from the Lord.
It does. It comes from Him, and He's going to open doors before you, and this will help you. All of our outlines, extra material in here that we can't cover because of time, all of our teaching that we've done, as well as an 8-week series that I did in church on promotion, and Brother Copeland's book on walking in integrity. All of this will prepare the way for you to walk in the promotion that God has in store. It's exciting,
Amen.
Gloria.
Glory
it really
God.
Is.
Hallelujah. This is a free offer, and that requires you to get into it and take advantage of it. Wouldn't be right to take a free offer of all this good stuff
and
then not do it. We're going to pray for you. Father,
thank you for
helping the people. We thank you for showing them what they need to know and showing us what we need to know. We thank you for revelation knowledge on how to live in victory.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith to be born again. Faith to get out of debt. Faith to prosper. It belongs to you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. So be sure and get that and take advantage of it when you get it. George and I'll be back tomorrow. And remember this,
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory anytime on our website, kcm.org. Remember to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes. You'll have access to all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points for each of the broadcasts. Continue to grow in the Word with this week's product offer. Be sure to order yours today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Rejoice and shout out loud, the best is yet to come! The best is yet to come! For God is good, and His mercy endures forever. God is good!
June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. June 22nd through 24th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. July 30th through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.